This is Ray Martinez with Conversations with Ray Martinez. Thanks for joining me today. In our Bible study today, we're going to be delving into the theme of being in the breach, exploring key biblical passages that shed light on this concept. Our key verse for today is James 4:7. I'll bet you're familiar with this, and I'll read it to you. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Incidentally, when it says, and he will flee from you, in other words, it means he'll want to leave. It's not that you have to physically fight him. It just says you bear down and resist that devil, and he'll want to leave you. So when we read the scriptures in Genesis 22, verses 1 through 18, this is in comparison where God instructs Abraham to sacrifice his only son. Abraham demonstrates this unwavering obedience, willing to carry out the sacrifice until the angel of the Lord intervenes. God promises to bless Abraham and his descendants for his faithfulness, naming the place, "The Lord will provide." This is submission at its best, and that's why James says, "Submit yourselves." Do it like Abraham did. In James 1, verses 12 through 18, we're reminded by the blessings awaiting for those who remain steadfast under trial and trust in God's promises. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. This highlighting the consistency and faithfulness of God's ways. Moving to Mark 1, 9 through 15, we witness Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist and his subsequent journey into the wilderness where he faces temptation for 40 days. Jesus emerges victoriously. We read about that. He was ministered by the angels and he proclaims the arrival of the kingdom of God and calls for repentance and belief in the gospel. Drawing parallels between Jesus' wilderness experience and significant biblical events, we see a pattern of testing and triumph. Just as Jesus overcame the temptation in the wilderness, we are encouraged to trust in God's power to overcome the challenges we face. Reflecting on the sacrifice of Abraham and the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, we see a profound demonstration of faith and obedience. God's love for us is evident in his willingness to offer his son as a sacrifice for our sins, providing a way for us to be reconciled with him. As we navigate this wilderness of life, facing trials and temptations, we are reminded of God's presence and power to protect us. Despite the forces working against us, we can take refuge in the assurance that God's word and his divine power can thwart any attack from the enemy. The parallels that can be drawn between Jesus' wilderness experience and other significant biblical events are profound, and they offer valuable insights for our spiritual journey. Let's take a look at Exodus from Egypt to the wilderness. Just as the Israelites escaped from Egypt and journeyed through the wilderness, Jesus transitions from his baptism to the wilderness. This parallel really highlights the theme of testing and preparation for a significant mission or calling. Secondly, Adam and Eve's expulsion from the garden. Similar to Adam and Eve being cast out of the Garden of Eden into the wilderness, Jesus willingly enters the wilderness to face temptation. While Adam and Eve succumb to temptation, Jesus triumphs, showcases his obedience and faithfulness to God's will. Third, sacrificial obedience. The obedience displayed by Abraham in being willing to sacrifice his son Isaac mirrors Jesus' obedience in facing temptation in the wilderness. Both instances demonstrate a deep trust in God's plan and a willingness to submit to his divine will. Triumph over temptation, that's our fourth point. Jesus' victory over temptation in the wilderness serves as a powerful example for believers facing their own trials and temptations. His reliance on the Word of God and unwavering faith showcases the importance of grounding ourselves in Scripture and trusting in God's promises. You can see that in Matthew 4, 1 through 11 and Luke 4, 1 through 13. Here's my fifth point. God's provision and protection. Just as God provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac and Abraham's sacrifice, God's provision and protection are evident in Jesus' wilderness experience. The presence of angels ministering to Jesus underscores God's care and support even in the midst of trials. Number 6, the scapegoat for sin. Jesus, as the scapegoat for our sins, demonstrates his role in bearing the burden of our transgressions. His sinless nature and victory over temptation highlights his unique ability to offer redemption and salvation to humanity. By reflecting on these parallels, we can gain a deeper understanding of Jesus' wilderness experience and draw inspiration from his example of faith, obedience, and triumph in the face of adversity. Jesus' victory over temptation in the wilderness offers a profound lesson that we can apply to our own lives and spiritual journey. The power of Scripture. Jesus combating each temptation by quoting Scripture demonstrates the importance of knowing and relying on God's Word to resist temptation. By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we can find strength and wisdom and guidance to overcome the schemes of the enemy. How many times, I'm sure it's happened to you, when you read the Bible, you thought, I've never read that verse that way before. And for some reason or another, it's really applicable to today and the adversity that I'm going through now. Well, that's the power of Scripture. Here's a second point about this spiritual journey. Resisting immediate gratification. Jesus refused to give in to the temptations of power, prestige, and instant gratification presented by the devil. You remember the story? The devil offered him the world. He told him, turn that bread into rocks. Whatever. It just didn't fly in the face of Jesus to even think about it. His example teaches us the value of prioritizing spiritual growth, obedience to God's will, and enduring faith over worldly desires. Remember when Satan told Jesus to turn that rock into bread, what did Jesus say first? What was the first thing out of his mouth? He said, no, with an exclamation point. Then he says, man cannot live by bread alone. But the first words out of his mouth was, no. Can we do that to sin? Can we do that to temptation? Just say no. Just flat out say no. Here's the third point, trusting in God's provision. Despite the devil's attempt to deceive him, Jesus trusted in God's provision and timing, what God would provide him. His victory in the wilderness reminds us to have faith in God's faithfulness, knowing that he will provide for our needs and protect us from harm. We might think we have the right needs identified, but Jesus, the Father, they have something else in mind, and it will work. Here's the fourth point, the importance of praying and fasting. Before and during his time in the wilderness, Jesus engaged in prayer and fasting to strengthen his connection with the Father. These spiritual disciplines are essential tools for building resilience, seeking God's guidance, and depending on our relationship with him. Remember when the disciples tried to heal a father's son that was falling in the water into fire, and they brought him to Jesus, and Jesus heals the man, delivers him from this evil spirit, and the disciples got frustrated, and they said, well, why couldn't we do this? And Jesus just flat out told them, this only can happen by prayer and fasting. That's what it takes. Here's a fifth point, choosing God's will over temptation. Jesus' unwavering commitment to God's will, even in the face of intense temptation, sets a powerful example for us. By aligning our desires with God's purpose and seeking his guidance, not everybody else's. In all things, he wants us to seek his guidance so we can overcome temptation and live in accordance with his plan for our lives. That's so important for us. Number 6, victory through humility and dependence on God. This can be tough to do. The victory of Jesus in the wilderness was not achieved through a pride or self-reliance, but through humility and dependence on God. By acknowledging our weaknesses, seeking God's strength, and submitting to his authority, we can experience victory over temptation and grow in our faith. I think those are three good points to keep that in mind: acknowledging our weaknesses, seeking God's strength, and submitting to His authority. By reflecting on Jesus' triumph over temptation in the wilderness, we are encouraged to emulate His example, draw strength from His teaching, and rely on God's grace to overcome the challenges and temptations we face in our daily lives. Let's remember and reflect on 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." This verse assures believers that God's will is in place and that God will not allow them to be tempted beyond their ability, beyond their capacity to resist. Folks, He has a way out for you. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, when it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind," what's this "except" mean? Well, what he's trying to say, it means that the temptations experienced by individuals are not unique or uncommon. Rather, the struggles and trials faced by believers are shared by humanity as a whole. So this verse acknowledges that temptations such as greed, lust, envy, pride, and others are common to all people and are part of the human experience. By highlighting the commonality of temptations, the verse serves to reassure believers that they are not alone in their struggles. It reminds them that others have faced similar challenges and that they are not facing anything that is beyond the scope of human experience. Moreover, this recognition of common temptations encourages believers to seek support from fellow believers, to learn from their experience, and draw strength from the collective wisdom and resources of the Christian community. Here are a few more passages from the Bible that address the theme of resisting temptation. Ephesians 6:10 through 18. This passage talks about the spiritual armor of God, which believers can put on to resist spiritual attacks, including temptations. Remember what it says there: "Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to" what? "Withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." Matthew 26:41. This verse, Jesus advises his disciples to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Proverbs 4:23, "Above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it." Wow, that's important, right? So this verse from the book of Proverbs highlights the importance of being mindful of one's thoughts and desires. Otherwise, you can fall into that trap. In 1 Peter 5:8 through 9, this passage warns believers to be alert and of sober mind. There is a need for vigilance and faithfulness in resisting. Romans 12:1 and 2 are great verses to read. It talks about, "Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed." How? By the renewing of your mind, right? Resist the pressures and temptations of the world by renewing your mind, aligning yourself with God's will. Now, I know this was a long message, but it was an important one. You have a blessed day, and may God be with you.